Guess who's back? Your girl T-Baby. And I know it's been a while again, you know. My apologies, everyone. I still am hoping that you all are looking to tune in when I stop back in and get back into my groove. I enjoy my podcast. It's where I get to let my vent session get out there for whatever topic going on. Hope y'all been doing good. Hope everything's well with everybody. And I'm just kind of going to get into it. So my topic for today, it's insecurities. I chose to talk about insecurities today because I've been experiencing my share of insecurities right about now, and I don't know, you know, I feel like everybody's experienced some form of insecurities in their life, you know, on some level, you know, it's then reached your door to deal with. And, you know, I look at it like it's something that you deal with in a way that's not allowing it to get the best of you and get you down to the point where you don't know how to figure out to come back from it. You know, whatever it is that makes you feel insecure, you know, it's whatever it is. You know, I've looked at it like this. You know, it's where I don't want to feel like that's somewhere that I want to just become comfortable in. And insecurities is something that it can happen to you out of nowhere, and you have to have a control over your feelings and what's going on with you in order to be able to deal with it, you know. And I've been in a point where I feel like I'm just not good enough or not giving enough, and I feel like I've sometimes just allowed myself to discredit myself because for whatever reason, it's just I get to this place sometimes where I feel like no matter what I may do or how I've been in any kind of way there for someone or just any various reason, I just get a small or maybe sometimes not so small, you know, reflection of an insecure feeling. Like I feel like I just struggle with that sometimes, that to the point where being insecure is, you know, something that you have to deal with, but in a way that allows you to understand where it's coming from. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to understand where it's coming from. It's where I'm recollecting myself. And, you know, it's also, I feel like when I've allowed certain situations or certain people to bring that feeling of insecurity out of me, and I don't like that feeling at all. I don't like to feel like I'm doing that purposely. And it's very difficult because I doubt myself and my ability to follow through and do things. And it's where I feel that certain level of insecurity. And it's where I'm like, what's going on, you know? And I try to just now recollect my thoughts and understand that it's okay to have that feeling. It's just you have to address it in a way to move on and become better from that, you know. And that's why I like to take things that I feel that should be talked about in a way that, you know, I can relate to. And I put it out there in my podcast, you know, in my opinion, raw and uncut, if that makes sense, you know, just basically putting it out there, letting it be known from my viewpoint. You know, I'm not expecting someone to agree with me all the time or anything like that. It's just, I want it to be understood that we all human and we all go through things that we would really want someone to be able to relate to and understand. Because, you know, things tend to grow into a more serious issue for you personally, because we've all dealt with things in our lives that brought us to certain points to where, you know, we feel like we're at our breaking point, you know, we feel certain types of emotions. And no one should make you feel like you don't need to own your own feelings and be okay with expressing them and being in your own, you know, just be in your own. And, you know, people now seems to feel like if you do anything that they may not agree with, or they feel like they have such a strong opinion towards, you know, they feel like they should be able to determine how you act and how you, you know, live. And those type of people you come across in various ways, you know. And honestly, if you just deal with, you know, knowing that you're the person that's going to navigate through your life and deal with things in your own way, and, you know, don't feel pressured to just do things along someone else's accord, no matter who they are in your life. Don't make it seem like you have to deal with it and do it the way they see fit. No, that's not how it works. And, you know, also with the thing about me talking about, you know, insecurities, it's where I just don't want that to be just where I'm consumed by it, and it's where I'm just trying not to struggle with that, you know, because I don't want it to be where I'm insecure in any decisions that I make in my life or anything that's, you know, going on in my life, period. You know, I don't want to just be consumed by that, but it's where I'm getting myself in a good place in giving myself the space and the opportunity to reposition my whole thought process, my whole self, you know. And I'm dealing with the fact that sometimes that makes situations uncomfortable, you know. And you know, it's not a way of just making it comfortable for anybody all the time. And I'm learning that too, you know, because at one point I was always that person that wanted to please everybody, be able to say, oh yeah, if you're not happy with this or something, you know, that I, you know, can do anything about, I'm just all over trying to make it better, you know. I was always that person, you know. And I had to take myself away from being like that. So it's all about growth and maintaining your growth and keep going, you know. I don't want to ever feel like I'm not able to become a better person, you know. That's what it's all about. And sharing things that I feel is a form of vulnerability, you know, putting it out there, letting it be known that no one is perfect. I'm not expecting that to even be something to be obtained. But at the same time, becoming a better person and being who you are and being true to that is something that eliminates the need of feeling any form of insecurity. And that's a full circle lesson that I want to learn and continue to nurture the knowledge of knowing I can do that, you know. And with anybody that's going through that, you know, I'm here to tell you, it is exactly what I've said. It's a struggle, but you know that you learn from the struggles. It learns you to develop who you are and be better, and not just let not just necessarily just if you're down about something, you know. It's like, you know, I don't want to just direct, because I want to come back with another episode about that. So I'm not going to touch that topic, but I'm just going to continue on with the fact of I've understood that, you know, people are all over dealing with a lot. And then, you know, with it being, you know, it's where we're living in the times of, we have to learn to be able to be there for each other and not tear each other down and do things that are just not of good, you know. And people, you know, and then there's a lot of selfishness that allows me to, you know, let that ability to just say, sometimes I'm insecure within myself about also being vulnerable. I'm insecure about the fact that, you know, when I open up about things, I look at it like people maybe not understand it. And by me putting it out on a platform such as a podcast, it allows me to have a out reflection of knowing that, you know, someone maybe can relate to that. And that's a good feeling because, you know, honestly, it's like a form of therapeutic thought process going on when you think about it, because it's therapeutic in a way of putting it out there and saying, you know, hey, it's something that maybe a lot of people are dealing with, and being insecure is like allowing a lot of other things to come along with that. Because if you're insecure, say in any type of way, it puts up certain auras and different types of energy that's a combination of things that are allowing people to not really be able to, you know, reach out in a sense, or just basically it does a lot to you in a mental way also, you know, to just let it get into you to where it's a festering emotion. You know, insecurity is very strong in its way of allowing a person to be broken down in a way, you know, and it takes a lot of recovering of your strength mentally to recover from that. It's like if you allow yourself to get deeply consumed by that feeling, it's where it'll get to the best of you, and you can't allow that to happen. It's where you gotta do whatever you can to not let it be where you just consumed by it. And that's a struggle that I deal with myself right now. I'm better now, and I'm looking into being even better, you know, because I don't want to feel like I'm beating myself up. And I say it a lot, you know, whenever I just think about it, and I don't really like being like that, but at the same time I do. It's like I walk that very fine line of, you know, being my own worst critic. Like I will make certain that I critique and criticize myself to the point where I feel like if anything I do that's not just really wholeheartedly right, I'll criticize myself before I just really think about the fact that someone else criticizing me about it. And I'm also the type of person where I will just close up in a sense to where I'll not really just let nobody in on what I'm going through. And that's another reason why I find myself, you know, taking a break from doing my podcast sometimes, because it's where I want to come back with the thought of knowing that, you know, I'm giving myself the ability to do it when I feel like my thoughts are there with what I want to talk about. You know, that's why when I came back with this episode, I thought about the fact that, you know, insecurity is really a serious subject, you know, and I'm, you know, glad that a lot of the times that I've done some real soul searching, some real thinking, that I wanted to, you know, share with, you know, those that, you know, follow me on here, you know, and hey, let it just be known that it's good to know that, you know, everybody gets to that point where they get better and things aren't always gonna be the doubtful, negative feelings of things that, you know, that can't be turned around. You can turn around your thoughts and mindset if you give yourself the opportunity to just give you and you only, you know, a benefit of the doubt. And, you know, I'm doing that, you know, hey, and it's been good, you know, to see that all of the effort and praying, you know, because I'm a prayerful person, and everything that's accounted for, you know, that gives me the strength and knowledge, I thank my Creator every day for allowing me to have another opportunity to get it right. And with that being said, you know, I hope I didn't do too much rambling for y'all. I hope I didn't, you know, get off subject too much, you know, because I really wanted to be about the insecurities that I've been dealing with myself personally, you know. And if anybody's out there, like I said, dealing with it, just know that it's going to get better. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Stay prayerful. Stay strong. Stay in good health and spirit. And until my next episode, you know, I've always still been on my other medias, you know, here and there. But until I'm back for my next episode, y'all take care, be well, stay blessed, and do not let insecurities overtake you at any time, y'all. Good day to y'all. Blessed.